Well, the latest position is we have been trying to sell the site on its own in isolation of the rest of Beckett Well for about 12 months now. We identified the developer about 6-7 months ago that we started talking to, who's keen to buy the site, to redevelop it. And we are getting closer and closer to sort of sorting out contractually a deal with that developer. The timing sort of going forward, Phil, would be, and I don't like to jinx these things by talking in advance of what might happen, but if it continues to proceed the way it is proceeding at the minute, we should be looking at a planning application in around 4 to 6 months' time.
And can you give us any ideas of what it's going to be in that area?
Well, I heard a bit of the show earlier, Phil, so just after seven, I know there's a lot of interest in this. And I don't want to be unhelpful, but commercially, it is quite discreet and quite delicate. All I can tell you is that it's a developer that's got a very long proven track record of doing the kind of scheme they want to do on the site. It's a scheme that if it comes forward, I can absolutely assure you and the residents and the business owners, it will be very complementary to the area, and it will be seen as a major investment and kickstart that hopefully should lead to something wider happening within the adjoining buildings, the old Debenhams building and the other car park at the back.
Why do you think that it's remained derelict for so long? Because we just mentioned there, haven't we? It's a prime piece of land in Derby City Centre.
Well, it is. I mean, bluntly, there are better sites, and there have been better sites that have been, you know, brought to the market and sold and developed in the last 10 years. When I say better, you know, the biggest constraint with the site is it's completely blocked out from any frontage to Victoria Street, because the Debenhams building, which sort of stands, you know, to the front of it and kind of hulks a little bit over it, blocks out any window on the site. We've been talking to the church, who have been very proactive next to Debenhams, about, you know, about their building and their plans going forward, but we are completely blocked out. So it's a site that everybody knows where it is. Not everyone knows how to get to it, because obviously the roads have been remodeled in the last 2 years with the inner ring road completion. And it's a site that people have just almost forgotten about. So we've had to work very hard to try and keep it in the minds of people and investors.